Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 39th verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Walladhina kafaru a'maluhum kasarabin biqi'atin yahsabuhu adh-dham'anu ma'a. يحسبه الظمآن ماء حتى إذا جاءه لم يجده شيئا ووجد الله عنده فوفاه حسابه وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ.
But those who disbelieved, their deeds are like a mirage in a lowland, which a thirsty one thinks is water until, when he comes to it, he finds it is nothing, but finds Allah before him, and he will pay him in full his due. And Allah is swift in account.
Dear listeners, as you listen to the verse, you may remember that the previous verses spoke about Allah's light. مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَحٍ. The light of faith, the light of guidance, etc. And this verse, this 39th verse, starts saying, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. For those who disbelieve, their deeds are as a mirage in a desert, which the thirsty one supposes to be water, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا. When until he comes to it finally, he finds it not. وَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابَهُ وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. He finds Allah with him, who pays him his reckoning in full, and Allah is swift in taking account. So, this verse speaks about the obscurity of disbelief. This verse talks about ignorance, faithlessness, those dark-hearted pagans, those hypocrites. And this verse talks about what they will be given as their punishment. In order to complete the discussion and to make their position clear, to compare their status with the others, the Almighty Allah speaks about them. So the verse talks about those whose entity is layer upon layer of darkness, exactly the opposite and in contrary to the believers whose life and thoughts are nurun ala nur, but these people are layers of darkness, darkness upon darkness. So here in this verse, the word is about individuals who are after mirage instead of water. They are thirsty in the dry land. They try to run for water, but they are in that hot desert of life. But they lose their life because of thirst, while the believers have found the clear spring of guidance under the faith under the blessing of belief in the Almighty Allah, and they have settled beside it. So at first, the verse says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who disbelieve, أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَ, their deeds are as a mirage in a desert. And then the story continues. What happens then? يَحْسَبُوا الظَّمْآنُ مَاءَ, the thirsty one supposes to be water, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا, but when that thirsty one comes to that water, which is supposed to be water, he comes to it, he finds it not. The Arabic word sarab, أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَاب, is derived from the word sarab, which means walking in a slope. And the word sarb means an inclined way. So sarab is applied to a shine that appears from a distance in deserts and slopes, and it seems that there is water over there, while it is nothing but a reflection of sunlight.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, we were talking about the different terms used in the verse. We talked about the term sarab, and now we discuss the word qi'a, because the verse says, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَ, those who are disbelievers, their deeds are as a mirage in a desert. The Arabic word qiya means a vast area and a kind of ground that has no water and plant. In other words, this word is applied to arid deserts in which mirage is often seen. The commentators of the Quran and lexicologists consider this word singular, biqi'a, and its plural form is qi'an or qi'at. Physicists say that when the air gets warm, the layer of air that is directly above the earth somehow gets less dense and becomes different than the adjacent layer. So the waves of light are broken, and that is how mirage becomes existent. And mirage is happening because of this. And this is what they see. Their deeds are broken, and they think they have something for the reckoning. Yet they don't. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key. unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always work for me.